rail transit, and easing homelessness. These top the list of issues for the three candidates running for Honolulu mayor. First-time candidate Ron Hoakley is a retired senior vice president of a financial management firm. He questions the need for building rail transit and points to the heavy financial burden on residents.
20% of our operating costs every year services the debt that the city already has. 11% goes to subsidize the bus and handy van. With the development of rail, that's expected to go to 19 to 20%. So now we have 39 to 40% just on transportation.
And Hoakley says that doesn't cover the billions needed for a federal order to build a secondary sewage treatment plant or unfunded liabilities for county worker retirement and health benefits. Store owner Lillian Hong has been running for mayor, city council, and Congress since 1994. She wants to stop rail and provide homeless shelters at various city-owned facilities.
You think that homeless is dumb? They are very, very smart, and they are smarter than the city and the city mayor. You spend so much money, and then you have to keep their things in a storage room. Then, the next day, they come back. And they are moving all over the place.
Ernest Carovalo is a health plan customer service representative, also in his first political race. And while other mayoral candidates attempt to lead the fight for and against rail, he says a bigger health and safety issue needs the mayor's attention.
The Red Hill fuel storage tanks, they hold jet fuel. There's 20 of those tanks. They're built about 100 feet above aquifer. This aquifer is being contaminated because of leakage. That is water that 600,000 people from Aiea to basically Huaikai Wamanalo drink. So I'm suggesting that the Navy actually gets rid of it.
The three candidates don't have much in terms of campaign funding, union endorsements, or corporate backing. They offer themselves as alternatives to career politicians and vow to serve the people instead of special interests. Hoakley, Hong, and Carovalo say they each have a chance to win.
If the people know there's an alternative candidate, I think I have a chance to win.
The three big mayoral candidates, they have to win. They don't win, they are in big trouble and their life is different. For me, if I win, I become the mayor. If I don't win, I come back. I'm happy with whatever I am.
I know that I can do a job as the mayor because it's about serving the people. Now I'm just looking for support from the people of Honolulu and I would like them to give me a chance.
There are 11 candidates listed as running for Honolulu mayor. Two candidates have withdrawn from the nonpartisan race. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.